Voters in both counties need a plan for how they are going to vote and when. San Bernardino County Register of Voters Bob Page says it's their role to help people be informed.
Especially this year, it's important that we do more in terms of voter education because of the changes, the change in the polling place location, the change that there's going to be 30% of our voters who will receive a mail ballot that haven't traditionally received one.
So step one of any voter's plan should be to go online today and make sure they are registered to vote and confirm their contact information. That way, ballots will be mailed to the correct address. All ballots are in both English and Spanish, so if voters need a different language, they can either fill out the application that comes on the back of their voter information guide or call their county's registrar office. Now to step two. Voters should decide if they will use the ballot mailed to them or if they will vote in person. Mail-in ballots are expected to be delivered to the post office on October 5th. Both counties are encouraging voters to use them instead of heading to in-person voting centers. Riverside County Registrar of Voters Rebecca Spencer.
We just don't want long lines at those vote centers, and we also want to be able to practice 6 feet of social distancing at those vote centers. So we're encouraging voters to only use the vote center if you absolutely need to and as a last resort.
Voters who lose or damage their mail-in ballot or need assistance voting are welcome to use the voting centers. Both counties will have resources and poll workers available on site for the non-English speaking and those with special needs. Riverside County is in the process of securing locations for 120 vote centers, and San Bernardino will have at least 105. Those centers will be open on October 31st, 4 days before Election Day. These locations may be different than the usual polling places, so check the county registrar's website ahead of time. If voters use their mail-in ballot, they can either return it through the Postal Service using the prepaid postage or use a county drop-off location. Riverside and San Bernardino counties will have somewhere between 70 and 80 of these locations each, and they will open up the first week of October. At the very latest, ballots have to be postmarked or delivered to a drop-off location by Election Day, November 3rd. But both counties are encouraging voters to return ballots early. Riverside County's Spencer.
If voters would return their ballots as soon as possible, that will help us get them signature verified and counted and into the results that are released shortly after 8 p.m. on election night.
The counties say they are prepared to handle 100% vote by mail, especially since a majority of Inland Empire residents already vote that way. San Bernardino's Page says historically they receive about half of mail ballots on Election Day or during the 3 days after, which is the cutoff for receiving those postmarked ballots. Like other election years, this means some of the closely contested races will not be finalized on election night. But Page says Californians are used to that, especially since the number of people who vote by mail has crept up in recent years.
You know, for states that haven't done this kind of level of mail ballot, it is going to be a change for them. But I think my hope is that most seasoned California voters understand that the results on election night are not final.
States have 30 days to certify election results. So worst case, it might be December before Americans know the results of not only state legislative races, but also who won the presidency. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.